Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
The series Don't Tell the Bride on RT2 is doing incredible. I love it. And it's doing incredibly well this year. Tonight's episode has garnered a little bit more attention than most. The premise of the show is that one half of the couple is given €10,000, 3 weeks to plan the entire wedding, while the other partner gets no say in how the money is spent. So in tonight's episode, two Irish women, Nora Dennehy and Katrina Horan, get a civil partnership. Have a listen to this.
Tell her she better be there tomorrow.
And just put up with it. It's a dress, like.
Nor, you know that won't happen. She won't be there if you can't start the budget for the dress.
I know that, Nora.
Well, tell her have a bit of respect, so, and a bit of understanding, and she'll have to put up with the dress whether she likes it or not.
It's brilliant, doesn't it sound absolutely brilliant? Well, the happy couple joining us now from Cork Studios to talk us through what those 3 weeks were like. Good morning, Nora and Katrina.
Morning.
How are you, girls?
I'm not great after hearing that again. I can't believe I sound like that.
Is that Nora or Katrina?
Yeah, this is Nora.
Nora, brilliant. Well, listen, first of all, how did you two meet and how long have you been together?
We met, it was Cork Pride 2010.
2011.
I get it mixed up all the time. 2011. And it was just a random kind of coming across each other. Katrina was in town supporting her sister because she's gay as well. And I set my sights upon Katrina and she was the challenge for the day. And luckily enough, my charms worked and we kind of started dating then in July, and it kind of went on from there and we got pretty serious very fast.
Yeah, it was
really
kind of like a summer romance really, and we kind of got very serious very fast.
So Katrina, did Nora come up to you and say hi, or how did that work?
Yeah, Nora would always have to do everything first. But yeah, she approached me and we kind of just went from there.
Did she have a cheesy chat-up line or...?
I'll set the picture here. It was a beautiful summer's day, and as you do on a summer's day, everybody would be wearing their sunnies, and of course I'd have, you know, kind of big ones on me, and chatting away to Katrina, working my charm for a while, and after a few minutes she'd turn around and go, let me see your eyes. I need to see your beautiful eyes. And of course, the first thing I come up with, don't worry, I'm not ugly.
you were feeling nervous.
Funny. Nervous, but I suppose with a few drinks in me, a bit of Dutch courage came along as well. So,
so you once she saw your eyes, that was it.
I don't believe that. I think she just wanted to see my face to see if I was half good looking for her or what.
But then, really quickly, then you felt an instant attraction.
Yes, definitely.
So what happened then?
What happened then was that we had exchanged numbers and. Me being all hardcore, you know, obviously I'm not going to text her or anything, you know, that's not what you do first. I'm going to wait for her to proceed to text me. But at the time, she was coming out of a serious relationship herself. So I had waited a good maybe four weeks to at least text her. And she, you know, she gave me a run for my money there. She didn't text back for about 3 or 4 days. So I was kind of on the borderline of thinking, why did I text her? She's obviously not going to text me back. And then eventually she texts back, and I kind of went from there. We started dating each other, seeing each other. And then we kind of started living together very soon after it as well. I suppose it's the way two women work. We get very intense very quickly. And yeah, and then just everything from there. We decided we're having a baby. We decided we're going to get engaged. And then, randomly enough, we got married as soon, not long after we got engaged, believe it or not. So, yeah,
we were engaged of May 2013, yeah. And our plan was to get married 2 years from then. And Nora went ahead and applied for Don't Tell the Bride without me knowing. So it took me by surprise,
so,
to say the least.
And Katrina, because all of that, like even going back a little bit there, you were a little bit more hesitant or nervous at the beginning of the whole thing than Nora was quite confident about us. Tell
Extremely.
Us about that.
Yeah, because obviously I always pictured my wedding. We were going to get married abroad, we said, and kind of have a beach wedding. But Nora obviously went ahead and I went ahead up behind my back and planned all this. And once I suppose that we knew that we were going ahead with Don't Tell the Bride, I got a bit more excited about it. And And we were both very, very excited about it then, coming up to it, you know. But yeah, at the start, though, I was very hesitant about it.
There was a few breakdowns along the way. There was a few nervous, oh, my God, she was kind of saying to me, am I really letting you organise my wedding? And I was like, yeah, I guess what? I'll be doing it all on my own without any say from you.
So, Nora, how did you convince Katrine, listen, this is the way to go. We love the show. It's brilliant. This is going to work for us.
So originally when we said we wanted to do it abroad, then when I applied for the show and they came back to us basically that they were interested in us, I was like, okay, this is great. Going abroad, we wouldn't have been able to bring as many friends or family with us. And that way, if we got this, we'd be able to do it here right at home and everybody could come and, you know, come to our day. And that's what we originally wanted. So once I convinced her of that, after the shocking of the whole, yeah, I applied for it, because we were just joking about it one day with our friends, just on about how it's such a great TV show. And I went into work and I was like, right, I'm going to email this crowd. And then I got a phone call more or less and a couple hours later. And then I rang Katrina to be like, guess what? Remember we were on about Don't Tell the Bride the other day? Yeah, well, we got a call from them and we have an interview. We have to go to Dublin. So she had to come around to it very, very quickly. But after a while,
and I was
just
pregnant at the time, yeah, so the emotions going through me.
And how did you cope as well? Because there was so much going on there, as you said. So you were pregnant, Katrina.
Yes, I was the one carrying the baby. So Nora would have proposed in May. So I was carrying the baby then, and then we went for the interview in June. And I was due in July, so I was quite heavily pregnant going up for the interview for this. So I had to wrap my head around it quite quickly.
And also because, Katrina, you were the one who has been dreaming, as you said, about this day for ages. So for Nora to be the one to organise it, were you just freaking out?
Freaking out. Like, it took so much for me to hand it over to her, because I had so many ideas in my head that I wanted, that obviously I didn't get now. But what she done, she put her heart and soul into planning it. So have to give her brownie points for that, I suppose.
I will say, though, I think that if we were to rewind ourselves back and if we were planning it together, we probably wouldn't have made it to the day, because Katrina would have wanted everything and I wouldn't have had a say, and we would just have killed each other, I'd say.
But listen, I love your honesty. I can't wait to see the show tonight. But you were opening up yourselves and your relationship to a lot more scrutiny by taking part. Did that enter your heads at all?
Definitely, yeah. Like, obviously, because we're two girls and we want to get married per se, it opens us up to a lot of backlash from people.
Yeah, only recently enough, just last night, you know, just as you're on Facebook and people are so supportive of us and everything, and then you'd always see, you know, the few people, the minority, of course, the majority are supportive, just having their own say, and we respect that people have their own opinions. But what we didn't like was that, you know, when they're nitpicking at us individually and how we look and things like that, that I don't like. I understand the whole, you know, if people don't like the fact that we're two lesbians or two women getting married. But then, yeah, there's certain comments you come across and, you know, it's kind of an eye-opener. I know we did this Don't Tell the Bride show and it was great, it was fun, but this is kind of the backlash then that we're kind of reading last night. And it hurt a little bit, but we're okay. We're strong enough
to get
over
that. Yeah, like,
we
wouldn't take it to heart, but it's still personally attacking you, like, so...
I think you both have the right attitude to it. And of course, you had baby Willow on the way, so you had great excitement. But how did you put up with the 3 weeks apart? Because that's a long time. It sounds like you guys are very close.
Yeah,
oh my
very
God,
close.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done, because obviously I was staying at home with Willow and Nora was off planning the wedding, being a busy bee. And
she thought I was partying the whole time.
Yes, I did.
Brilliant.
It was actually only 2 weeks and one day I had to plan the wedding. So it wasn't even the full 3 weeks.
What?
So yeah, 2 weeks and one day. So the second I left Katrina that morning, it was really, really, really emotional. Even the night before, we were lying together and we were just like, okay, you know, be good. You know, it's not too long. At the end of it, we get to see each other. And whatever happens along the way, when I'm not there with what I do throughout the whole Don't Tell the Bride that she's to experience, I won't be there to get the backlash from her. So it wasn't too bad. But I didn't have too much time to be, you know, missing her as much, because I had so much going on. I was juggling work, getting time off to plan the wedding, to go to venues. And I was just very, very lucky. I had two of my best friends to support me doing that as well.
Well, Nora, I love how calm your voice sounds. And I can't wait to see, does it sound like that all the way through? Because you went for a casino theme. How did you decide to do that? What was that?
I just absolutely love, like, the idea of the Vegas theme, casino theme. I've been to Vegas before and Katrina's been there as well. We weren't there together at the time, it was years ago, but we loved it there. And I really wanted to kind of bring Vegas to Cork, you could say, and just have it as part of our wedding. I would never have seen anybody's wedding or heard of a wedding that would have like a casino Vegas themed wedding. And, you know, we both love poker, you know, playing the odd bit of blackjack. And yeah, I just like, I want this. This is what I want. Katrina mightn't want it, but this is what I want.
Okay, now listen, when you know when you're watching the show, you guys obviously watched it as well over the years. So the big thing is the dress. It's always the main bone of contention. So how did you work around that, Nora?
Katrina is actually hitting her forehead right now when you said that. Honestly, okay, I was spending all the money on Katrina's dress. I wanted her to have her dress because, you know, she loves more dresses. I don't really like dresses, you know, I don't wear them all the time or anything. So my dress was from Dundeal. It was secondhand, you know. I didn't care where I got my dress from. I didn't even see it on a mannequin. I just seen it laid out on a bed as a picture. And I just looked at it and I said, that one will do. And then when it came to Katrina, I was like, OK, I'm going to put all my thought into Katrina's dress. So it's like, I want her to have that. Wow, this is my day. This is my dress. So when we went shopping for the dress, I was trying on dresses that day. And it's the worst thing being another girl, because you get into the whole feel of, oh, my God, this is going to be my wedding. I was actually shopping for Katrina and I was focusing more on what the dresses looked like on me. So I was trying to get my head around it. My friend Laura with me at the time, I tried on this one particular dress that I just absolutely loved. I absolutely loved it. And Laura was like, this looks absolutely stunning on you, not Katrina, on you. And I goes, no, Laura, I love this. I think I can see it on her. I love it. I'm going to love it on her if I love it, right? That's the way it goes, isn't it?
So what happened? Well, you can't tell us. We can't. I'm dying to. I want to know what happens. Therefore, I'm going to have to watch it. So it's Don't Tell the Bride tonight. Yeah. This is 9 o'clock on RTE2. Girls, so brilliant talking to you both.
Thank you so much.
And can't wait to see it. I think you're going to get a great reaction to it afterwards. So you'll be sitting there. So are you dying to watch it now?
We can't wait to watch it. You haven't seen it yet?
No. We've literally only seen the clips that everyone else has seen on social media sites now. So yeah, we have a big night planned tonight.
We're getting all our friends together. We're going to our local where it'll be on the big screen. Yeah. So let's just hope we're not divorced by the morning or anything like that.
Listen, I can't wait to see it. Great talking to you both.
Thank you so much.
The very best of luck. Congratulations.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.